Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. It was 25 years ago this summer that Cigar made history by tying Citation's record with his 16th consecutive victory. And it was 25 years ago this month that Cigar's winning streak came to an end in the Pacific Classic at Del Mar. Cigar was foaled on April 18, 1990 at Country Life Farm in Bel Air, Maryland. Owned by longtime Country Life client Alan Paulson, who was an avid aviator, Cigar was named for a navigational waypoint located in the Gulf of Mexico. Unraced at 2 and realizing little success at 3, Cigar began to blossom late in his 4-year-old season. He then went 10 for 10 as a 5-year-old in a remarkable campaign that produced a Horse of the Year title before winning his first 3 starts at age 6 and running his total to 15 consecutive victories. A bruised right front foot caused Cigar to miss the Hollywood Gold Cup in 1996, and that was when Richard L. Duchossois and his staff at Arlington Park began to put together a plan to bring the superstar racehorse to Chicago. The purse would be $1 million, the distance would be a mile and an eighth, and the race would be called the Arlington Citation Challenge. Cigar carried 130 pounds and conceded anywhere from 8 to 14 pounds to his 9 rivals. The date was July 13, 1996. There was live television coverage on CBS, and the country was watching to see if Cigar would tie Citation's modern record of 16 consecutive wins by a U.S.-based horse. It was a mark which had gone unequaled since 1950. Drawing the extreme outside post position in a field of 10 horses, Cigar went to the post as the 1-5 favorite with Jerry Bailey aboard for trainer Bill Mott. Michael Rona with the call.
Cigar comes to the eighth pole, taking over by a half length. Dramatic Gold is running a mighty race on the inside, but Cigar seems to have his measure. He's starting to stretch away now. Cigar is an unstoppable dynamo. The crowd rises to a champion. 16 in succession as Cigar assumes the crown of immortality.
Cigar drew clear by 3.5 lengths, covering the mile and an eighth in 1:48.1. He earned $750,000 that day, pushing his career bankroll to $8.8 million and becoming the richest North American racehorse of all time. And he had tied Citation's record with his 16th consecutive win. Cigar was a bona fide superstar. Mott spoke of the horse's disposition, courage, and will to win. Paulson noted that he looked like a champ and acted like one too. Cigar's next start would come in the $1 million Pacific Classic at Del Mar, and he was given rock star treatment from the time his plane landed in Southern California. He had a police escort to Del Mar. There were helicopters from local television stations hovering overhead. There were banners, signs, t-shirts, and hats bearing his name and likeness. An unprecedented 17th consecutive victory hung in the balance. The distance was a mile and a quarter. Each horse carried 124 pounds. A record crowd of 44,000 packed Del Mar with expectations of seeing history. But as Cigar entered the stretch at odds of 1-9, it was 39-1 long shot Darren Goh who was beginning to roll under jockey Alex Solis. Trevor Denman with the call.
Cigar's in front. Darren Goh with a white cap is now looming a danger. Darren Goh's going to look for the upset. Cigar takes the lead. Darren Goh's got dead aim on him. Cigar's got to dig deep. He's had a run very fast early and he can find. And Darren Goh has gone right on by Cigar. A 16th of a mile to go. And you can never underestimate a classy horse. And this is one classy guy on his day. Darren Goh and Alex Solis win the Pacific Classic. Cigar ran his heart out but has to settle for second.
Trained by Richard Mandela, Darren Goh romped home by 3.5 lengths to score one of the most significant upsets in modern turf history. One sports writer used a football analogy, describing it as similar to seeing Red Grange thrown for a 5-yard loss. Citation's record had been equaled, but not broken. As one observer put it, in the annals of racing history, Citation and Cigar had finished in a dead heat. All told, Cigar won 16 consecutive races and defeated 25 Grade 1 winners during a stretch which included visits to 2 continents and 9 racetracks. The streak included victories in both the 1995 Breeders' Cup Classic and the 1996 Dubai World Cup and produced back-to-back Horse of the Year titles. He would be inducted into Racing's Hall of Fame in 2002, and he would eventually become a resident at the Kentucky Horse Park near Lexington. Sagard died in 2014 at the age of 24. We remember Sagard on the 25th anniversary of his memorable run into the history books. And we remember Dare and Go, who reminded us that no horse is unbeatable. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.